Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Good to have you with us. Hope everybody's enjoying the holiday season. Just got through Thanksgiving and Christmas. Everybody's starting to decorate for that. Think I got rid of all our Thanksgiving leftovers. And like I said earlier, my dog is addicted to turkey now, so I've got to live with that until Christmas. And Mary made a comment earlier about prime rib, but that ain't happening at my house.
We're not even sure if that's happening at our house.
Well, do we need to come check? Or?
Isn't that a Christmas tradition?
For some people, it may be.
My family's not.
No. Oh. What is the Christmas tradition?
Turkey.
Oh.
Or the fatted
turkey.
Goose.
Turkey and
no
ham.
No goose. Turkey and ham.
Yep.
You know, it's funny that my husband's from Jersey, and just even not, it's not even a state thing. It has to do first if you're heavily Italian in that area. It's very different. The holiday meals are incredibly different. And then Louisiana, their holiday meals consist of, you know, it's definitely a regional.
Yep.
I was surprised the first time one of my son-in-laws bought lasagna to Thanksgiving dinner. And he's an Italian family.
Yep.
And lasagna was part of Thanksgiving dinner, and it was great, and it was good, and I had no problems with it, but it was like, whoa, what's this?
Yeah,
Brian's aunt is they're very Italian, and we went up there for one Christmas, and it was that she had some, I think it was stuffed shells, but sausage and peppers and a lot of gnocchi and things like it was a huge spread, but nothing that would have made it on my mama's Thanksgiving or Christmas table. And I mean, it was great. It was just incredibly different. So
did they do the festival, the seven fishes?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of that?
I have heard of it vaguely, but no, we didn't.
Okay.
Well, before y'all get too far off track.
Yeah. Our family has turkey usually, but Rain and I usually get tasked with the job of cooking up the country ham.
Yep.
Yep.
So ham's a plus.
Get all the salt out of it and bake it, and, you know, that's what we do. That's our part of it. We used to do the turkey and the whole works, but now the kids are gotten older and they want a bigger part in it and give us a little bit of a break, that's what we do.
Right. Well, let me do the introductions. We have Bob and Mary with us.
Hello.
Mary is Right Wing Granny at rightwinggranny.com, and it's good to have them back. They were under the weather for a while.
We have recovered successfully from COVID.
That's good.
And so I will tell you, COVID is not a joke, but if it's grabbed and taken care of well, you can get through it.
Yes. Yes. Our youngest son has recovered from it, and we know it's a bad thing, a bad virus. It's just a shame that it's being used politically.
Yes.
And causing so much damage, collateral damage, with all the fear there.
And the curfew that's going into effect on Friday.
Right.
Well, yeah. It's a training exercise.
Again. Yeah.
It's a training exercise following on the toilet paper shortage.
Right. Well, now they have a lot of doctors, scientists, depending on which side of the fence you're on, is which group of scientists you get your information from, evidently. But there's been a lot in the news lately about all the harmful effects of the kids being kept out of school. And, there's more people killed by opioids than there is by the virus.
And unfortunately,
and
the shutdown has
increased
that
quite a bit. More opioid deaths, suicides, depression, all that stuff.
Do you remember when the shutdown was in February for 2 weeks?
Yeah, vaguely.
I mean, what happened?
Nothing. Let me finish with, we got Melissa here also.
Hello.
And we have Hal.
Good evening or good morning, as the case may be.
He's missing his best part.
His best part. He left.
Heart.
Yep. Rainer is still under the weather. And is there any signs of improvement?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
She's had those rosy red lips all puffed up, and they've come down some, and her flushed look is abating some. So I think she's improving. Yeah.
Well, we wish her speedy
yes.
recovery, and we're also thinking of dear Diane.
Diane yes. is starting to get some of her strength back, and
we still miss her.
Still miss her and remember her in our prayers. I also want to mention Michael and Hazel Speciale and their family at the loss of their daughter, Dawn. And the memorial service will be held Saturday. That would be today if you're listening Saturday morning. We want to definitely remember that family. Okay, let's move on into the news.
Well, can we hit back on that COVID a little bit? You know, the big thing is that the vaccinations are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on with Trump's administration is being accused of not acquiring enough vaccines and turning down Pfizer's original offer of 200 million. And the Trump administration only secured 100 million. So now he's being slammed for that. Because now Pfizer's saying they can't get the other 100 million till spring. What people are forgetting is there's two other companies out there that they
yes.
have secured orders with. And, you know, it's just you won't hear any of that. It's just a total tear down that once again, the Trump administration has all these deaths on their hand. Well, Trump has
right.
them on his hands.
There's nothing he could do that would be satisfactory to the left.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
I heard a criticism of him today because the British have come out with a vaccine
mm-hmm.
treatment that they're going to start, already have started, I think. And, they were fussing at Trump about that on, and saying that he didn't act quickly enough. He didn't, you know, the Food and Drug Administration dragged their feet. And, you know, everything he does is wrong. And,
yeah.
What is it? Normally 7-8 years it takes
yep.
for
yes.
a vaccine to be developed, and this was done in 6-7 months.
Yeah.
Seven or 7-8 months.
Well, tell me what.
They got it through.
Tell me what British companies developed the vaccine.
It's not. It's the American
no.
company.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, I have a comment about the British company here because there was an article today, actually, well, on Wednesday at Just the News. Regulators in the United Kingdom are encouraging people with a serious history of allergic reactions to avoid taking the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine following significant reactions in two people who took the shot on Tuesday. The NHS confirmed Wednesday that two care providers who received the shot on Tuesday suffered bad anaphylactic reactions. Both are expected to make a full recovery. The two individuals had a history of allergic reactions. So people who have allergic reactions need to be very careful about what they do regarding this. Now, in the testing, they said that they had 44,000 people and 42,000 of those have received a second vaccination, and there hasn't really been any drastic problems with that. But again, everybody's system works differently. Everybody's body works differently.
Right.
And if you have a history, be aware.
Well, there's a definitely a divide in our country on the opinions of the vaccine. There's those that can't wait for it to get out, so
mm-hmm.
they go ahead and get it as soon as possible. And then there's those that will refuse to take it no matter what.
And they don't know yet. One of the articles that I read last week, they don't know if you have the vaccine, if you've taken the vaccine and you are immune to COVID, but you could still carry it. You can still spread it without getting it.
The irony is they're talking that unless you get the vaccine, you won't have a card to allow you to fly on aircraft. Mm-hmm. However, that you have to have that card to fly, but you don't have to have any ID to vote.
That's why airlines are saying that they will very heavily mm-hmm. come down on people who must show that they were vaccinated before they can fly. And just another way that they're politicizing this, if you do pay attention to mainstream media reports, it is all about the Pfizer vaccination. Pfizer, Pfizer, Pfizer. And how Trump has screwed it up and blah, blah, blah. But the hitch is that Pfizer apparently was not part of that whole Operation Warp Speed contract thing.
They did get some money.
But they're coming out saying they did not take any mm-hmm. money for that. But there's actual proof that they did, that they were mm-hmm. in on the ground level of that, and they were, you know, given the money to do this research. But because now they have said, no, we didn't. We didn't contract ourselves with the Trump administration. So it's like, it's almost like the liberals are on their side. So they'll take Pfizer's because they've separated themselves from the Trump administration. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. They're all for that, but they're ignoring Moderna and the other company. It's not coming to my mind. They're ignoring that. They're not going to do that because they align themselves with the Trump administration to come up with the vaccine.
The problem is that Trump alienated the pharmaceutical industry when he set up the rule that said that America would no longer subsidize drug prices around the world.
I heard today that Commissioner Causey is going to have it so that the state employees, when they go to pick up a prescription, will no longer have to pay any copay at all.
Well, there are a lot of things that Trump did that will cut the profits of the pharmaceutical industry. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to mention, too, now, this is a study from China, so I don't know whether to trust it or not.
Nah.
But there was a study.
There was, ballot?
No, but this was a study from China on the coronavirus where they said that asymptomatic patients do not spread the disease. They are not responsible for the pandemic that... It's if they don't have symptoms, chances are they're not spreading it. It's the people who are sick that are spreading it. And I say this, I'm thinking about our own experience. We didn't get tested for COVID till 5 days into it because we thought we had a cold.
We did stay isolated.
We isolated ourselves because we just didn't feel good. So we didn't go anywhere. And then about 5 days into it, we looked at each other and said, this has lasted a little longer than it should. Maybe we should go get checked. But had we gone out and resumed our normal activities, which we wouldn't have felt like, but we could have shared that. As far as I know, we did not share it with anybody.
Well, there is, with China, they're also coming out with reports that they're trying to put it on Italy.
They're trying to blame everybody.
It didn't happen here. There's no Wuhan. Like, none of that happened.
There were no bats. Yeah. There were no bats involved.
Well, China has been involved in a lot of things. The coronavirus being one of the chief ones. But have you seen the report on the connections with our governor, Roy Cooper, in China?
Yes.
I've seen reports on a few governors come out here.
Yes, and with on Eric Stoltz.
Guy's name is Mix, is it?
I can't remember.
Real quick, before you get off of that, let me just say this really quick. I did watch a hearing with the National Health, and there was a doctor up there who... He was representing his group of doctors, and he was on the floor of the Senate, and he said they have done this. Them combined are the most experienced group of doctors out of any of the people who are up mm-hmm. there, you know, giving their opinion, that they didn't see why we automatically jumped to let's create a drug to cure this or a vaccine. It was why can't we use... repurpose is what they called repurposed drugs, that like the hydroxychloroquine mm-hmm. and I cannot remember the name of it. I know it started with an I.
yeah What, Remdesivir?
No, Remdesivir is the new one.
Okay.
So this is a drug that's been around, and it was used for the treatment of like plague-related things that, you know, and it's been used successfully. So they use it on some patients. They did a trial. They had 800 healthcare workers who were exposed to the COVID patients all the time. 800 took this, the dosage, and they had 450 who did not. Out of the 450 who did not take it, 58% of them came down with COVID. Out of the 800 who did take it, zero came down with COVID.
Yeah.
They said it totally eradicates it. It, if you take it as a preventative, you do not get it. If you take it, if you're exposed to COVID, it completely just annihilates the virus. And he said, I cannot do this anymore because he's in the ICU. He said, once they get to me, it's too late. I can't help them. And he said, if you would just please read our notes, look at the case study. Please, I cannot do this anymore. You are letting people die for no reason. Just use this.
Right. Well, there's a lot of instances of that around the world where drugs that have been used in countries, other third world countries and all for different diseases that they're plagued with, they are finding that they have no cases of COVID in some of those areas. And it's because of those drugs, the treatments they're already getting for
other
things.
One of the African countries, I forget which one, that has a problem with malaria. And their population takes hydroxychloroquine to prevent malaria, and they've had no COVID.
Yep. Okay, well, can we move on now? Time to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, is everybody happy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me see if I can mess that up for you.
Oh, come on now, Rick.
Yeah, I see you over there. Go ahead, Melissa.
Throw it to me, Daddy.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I just, coming off of the COVID thing, because I know you're not going to let me beat it like a dead horse, but I just want to get my observations in here today that I watched Schumer, who's mad as fire about something McConnell said, which they never showed what McConnell said. But Schumer came out and wanted to talk about Biden's new administration of people he's hiring for because he thinks he's going to be president. So he said that Biden has chosen to keep Fauci and he has hired Becerra as his Secretary of Health. And most of this is quoting, contrasting the Trump administration with the new Biden administration. The seriousness of the Biden administration and the activities of the Republican majority are apparent in the Senate. Homeland Security invited Dr. Orient, who is a member of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, a benign-sounding name that obscures dangerous policies. Orient opposes government involvement in medicine and views vaccine mandates as a violation of human rights. Contrast is outstanding. America cannot wait for Biden's health team to get on the job and help cure the COVID crisis. End of quote. And I just wanted to point out, he was saying this like he was spitting the words that he could not believe our Homeland Security was listening to a man who is against the involvement of government in medicine and views vaccine mandates as a violation of human rights.
I regard.
When did that become a bad thing?
I regard vaccine mandates as a violation of human rights.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where in the Constitution does it tell us we have to take a shot?
Nowhere.
So by saying that, the contrast of that is that Fauci and this Becerra are for mandatory vaccine and for government involvement in medicine. When we talk about government involvement is what we were talking about in the last segment, you know, as the things like hydroxychloroquine and this other one, I'm so sorry, guys, I'm going to have to figure out that name, that things that have been used before that work, but what was it, like 33 cent a dose as opposed to the Remdesivir and all of that, that was so much more expensive. That's government involvement in medicine.
And that's a negative government involvement in medicine.
Exactly.
I'm not sure there's any other kind.
Right. Was that it?
That's it. Now ruin our day.
No, thank you for bringing that to us. I don't want to ruin your day. I just want to bring something to your attention. Y'all have been watching the news where all the Trump supporters are rioting in the streets and violence and all that they're doing.
I missed that.
And at the rallies, I missed that. Well, maybe it's because it ain't happening.
Yeah, but the media would report it if it was.
Mm-hmm.
They jump
Media will report it if it doesn't happen.
The media does report it, and it doesn't happen.
Well, that's probably true, too.
Well, let me tell you what the media is not reporting. Now, you can find it on YouTube, but you won't find it on your 6 o'clock news tonight. This is Cynthia Johnson is a Democratic Michigan House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. She's representative. Now, here's what she's calling for.
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough is enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
Make them pay. Soldiers, you know how to do it.
Say her office again.
She's in the Michigan House of Representatives, and her name is Cynthia A. Johnson.
That is disgusting.
She's calling for violence. She's calling the soldiers take care of the Trumpers.
To make Trumpers make us pay.
Make us
BLM
pay.
Make us pay.
Yes.
Well, isn't there a lot of violence in Portland, Oregon now? What I've seen.
Well, yeah, there has been, but you're talking about a sitting representative in the state house of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another Maxine Waters going out there when she screamed to, you know.
If you see them in a restaurant, make their life miserable. Yeah,
and
miserable.
And that happened.
It did happen. It did happen.
And that's not acceptable. That is not acceptable behavior by anyone.
But if you happen to land on The View or...
It's funny you say that because I landed on The View today, as I often have to, just to bring y'all the other side. But they were discussing, of course, I didn't hear anything about that, but they were discussing that someone had been threatened. They thought it was a threat that they would burn a cross on their lawn. And any person that I know would say that's absolutely disgusting behavior and would never do such a thing. So if some irrational, crazy person did threaten someone with doing that, they should be punished for that.
Yes.
But it went on to, they all had to bring in that this is all Trump's fault because every time he opens his mouth, he incites his cult to violence. And the fact, and this is Sunny Hostin, I'm quoting her, the fact that the Republican Party has not come out to condemn their side's actions of violence is absolutely disgusting. End quote.
We have to find it before we can condemn it.
Pot meat kettle.
Exactly. I'm not shocked, but it still catches me off guard, the hypocrisy, the absolute blatant.
And there are people who eat that up.
Violence, please.
There are people that eat that up. There are people that are going to buy into that and believe it's true because they're still listening to the mainstream media. And if you follow what's happened since election night, you find out that Fox News, that didn't used to be considered part of the mainstream media, has now lost viewership.
Yep. Lots.
And Kelly, what's his, I can't think of his first name, Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 o'clock has more viewers than Marsha McCallum.
Yep.
Well, they actually today, Newsmax reached higher ratings than Fox.
Yes.
Like a consistent higher rating. So,
you're seeing,
people fled them.
You're seeing that everywhere. It's not just in the news like that, but social media. They're leaving Facebook and going to Parler. And they're leaving YouTube and going to Rumble. And they're leaving, what's the other one? Twitter. And go into another one there. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Something like that. Well, my thing on that is, you know, I think that's all great and good to have that alternative source, especially for the news outlets. I think that's imperative. As far as having another source for Instagram or Twitter or YouTube or any of that, you know, that's great. But I would encourage you to check out both sides. Just don't get into that bubble of where everything you're looking at is just a conservative,
right,
you know, viewpoint. I also, because you can't, to have a good debate or argument, you need to know both sides. But I do want to point out that YouTube did post a new statement today. It is entitled Supporting the 2020 U.S. Election. And their statement is, yesterday was the safe harbor deadline for the U.S. president election, and enough states have certified their election results to determine a president-elect. Given this, we will start removing any piece of content uploaded today or any time after that misleads people by alleging that widespread fraud or errors changed the outcome of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. In line with our approach towards historical U.S. presidential elections, for example, we will remove videos claiming that a presidential candidate won the election due to widespread software glitches or counting errors. We will begin enforcing the policy today and will ramp up in the weeks to come. As always, news coverage and commentary on these issues can remain on our site if there's sufficient education, documentary, scientific, or artistic context.
Well, you know what I have to say about that? I'm going to pop some popcorn And in the future, I'm going to sit back and enjoy seeing how they defend themselves in court.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you know that is not going to go unpunished. Matter of fact, all the media will, I believe, be held accountable for all the censoring and manipulation they're doing, trying to deny the truth and project a false narrative out there and affect the elections. They did more than anybody, than any foreign country did.
Absolutely. We didn't need interference, even though, you know, if they're the proof of the foreign interference, which is so much. I mean, there's, God, they came at this election from every single angle, from the private citizen to the foreign countries to the machines. But the media, the mainstream media, threw this election more than anything else. They right. influenced this more than anything else.
And there's so much evidence out there in the cases that are being heard. And, you know, even though we have these corrupt judges that are denying us. Well, we'll get into that after the break, because we want to talk about the lawsuit that Texas brought. Now you've got, 17 other states.
Yeah, and that is a big one. But I do want to say, as far as the news and influencing, pay attention to how many times you hear a dark winter or yeah. a dark December yeah. and the different people that come. Biden started it. He coined it. The press has picked up on it, and now Fauci and those like him are spouting it every single time.
Ask yeah, but yourself, he broke his foot chasing his dog,
pulling his dog's tail.
So, I just wanted to mention quickly that a good Army buddy of mine called today, and I've been trying to get him to listen to One American News instead of Fox News and all this kind of stuff that you have been listening to. He called today to say he now was just getting One American News, and I said, how? Did you get a Roku or streaming device? He said, no, my television has it.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, some of the cable channels are picking it up now. All right, well, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952,
The North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we want to talk a little bit about, that we know, and when I say we, I'm talking about the panel here and you conservative listeners out there, those that don't follow the mainstream media and swallow all the propaganda that they're putting out, but you actually do your own research. We know there's plenty of evidence that this election was tampered with big time. There's physical evidence, it's got to come out. And one of the biggest things that has happened is this lawsuit that Texas has brought. Yeah. Because the Constitution is clear on where the responsibility lies in calling these elections. And that's with your state legislators. It's not with the news media. It's not with the governor. It's not with the election board. It's with the legislators. So it's not even with the courts or the judges. If it goes to the Supreme Court, they're going to throw it back to the legislators because that's constitutionally where the power is, where the responsibility is. When they certify, when they say this is who won, that's when it's legit. All this stuff that's being portrayed now, it's not legit.
The U.S. Constitution states that in disputes between states or among states, the Supreme Court, it goes immediately to the Supreme Court.
Right, and that's why it's going.
Right, that's why it's going. It's a Texas lawsuit, and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan, they're against those states. So Texas has a lawsuit against Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan. But then AGs from Arkansas, Alabama, Missouri, Louisiana, and I think Mary's got a more recent thing than I got. They've joined Texas.
Right.
AG, whose name is Ken Paxton, in this motion. And the president and his team, his legal team, are seeking to join as interveners. Now, I heard something on the TV today about interveners. That just means people who are supporting that view.
That action, right. Yeah.
I have the list. Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia.
Why awesome. Am I not surprised that I didn't hear North Carolina?
Well, they suggest that you call your AG and ask him to join the fight.
What are we supposed to call him? Because I got a few.
We've got plenty of names for him.
Yeah. Another little piece Behave of yourselves, information people. Is that the court, the Supreme Court, has ordered the defendant states to put their information forward by 3 p.m. this Thursday.
Right. Yes.
And Ted Cruz has volunteered his services.
Yeah, he has. That's awesome. What you brought up at the beginning, Dad, I think is really important because what you're going to hear, if you read the comments, which I do when I go to these liberal sites and then I read the comments, and I think I'm going to have to be in therapy by next year just to deal with it. But they're going to throw out, well, he's already lost over 30 cases. They just threw him out. No evidence. And if you are going to have a good debate, if you believe that this election was rigged and there was fraud, there's a lot to it. There's machines, there's mail-ins, there's private citizens doing things, there are people double voting, there's dead people voting, there are foreign interference. I mean, this is big, it's huge. There's a lot of different points.
please study it. Please understand the Constitution. Please understand what Amendment 12 means. Understand, you know, like the Safe Harbor Day means nothing. It's not constitutional.
Right.
Know the dates. Know what they have to prove.
There's only one that matters, and January, that's the one that's in the Constitution. Day, yeah. That's January the 20th.
It is, but it is going really fast, and new things are coming out every minute. There's new stories coming out. So just make sure that you get your facts and study it, because it is big. No, we did not have 30 cases thrown out.
Right.
30 cases related to voter fraud? Yes, we did. But were they all thrown out because there was no evidence? No. Some of them, the courts didn't want to fight it. They threw it back, number one, for this bigger Texas case, and number two, because they wanted it to go to the Supreme Court. They didn't want to do a ruling on it.
Right. Another thing, you know, we were talking about YouTube and what their decision, and I mentioned that they're going to pay for that in the future. Well, that's because of what you just mentioned, Amendment 12, and January 20th being the only date that really matters. And them taking the word of mainstream media and saying, okay, so now we're going to censor, we're going to delete, we're going to take away the truth or any other opinion that the election is not final. All the things that you said they were going to censor. To do that, I believe, is criminal.
I do. It doesn't not only stomps all over the First Amendment of free speech, but yeah, it is criminal. It absolutely is.
You know, it's interesting that there was one disgruntled whistleblower that got the presidential impeachment going and rolling full steam ahead, and yet here are probably 30 to 40, maybe even more, whistleblowers who are willing to stand up and willing to write their statement that could be prosecuted, willing to testify, they're willing to do this, and everybody says, pay no attention to them.
Nothing
pay
to
no
see
attention.
Here. You know, Bob, that's the hypocrisy is astounding. I mean, just when we think they cannot possibly get more hypocritical, it's astounding. The video that everyone has seen by now, which I think is, you know, because it's not a private citizen video, it's a security footage of that, the State Farm Arena in Georgia.
Yeah.
And when you see, watch the whole video, not just snippets of it, but when you see all of these people between 10:25 and 10:35 leave the press, the observers, all of them, they're saying that they were not told to leave. So you're telling me that just the thought popped in like, hey, let's just go home. They haven't stopped counting. I know it's my job to be here and observe. I know it's my job to be here and report. I'm just going to go home.
That video there was brought to you by the China luggage company. So,
yeah, right. But they say that video, if you post it, it has a screen over it with a little eye that says that this video contains false information. So I go and look. I don't just ignore. I go and read what the fact checkers and check their sources to see what they're debunking. That video is false because those were not suitcases that were pulled out from under the table. They were ballot cases. You call them a suitcase, which the video said they pulled out suitcases, that's a false video.
Yeah.
There's another part of this, too. There is some kind of a law, and I'm not a legal expert, Section 320, that allows these, protects Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. 320.
320, yes.
Yeah, it protects them from being called out for the garbage they're doing in terms of censorship.
Aren't they facing a lawsuit over that again, though?
They're talking about getting rid of that law, yes.
Right. Well, they just had a big Senate hearing on it, and that's why, right, you know, they called in all those big tech people. They are protected because they're not classified as news, so they're not held to the same standard. But when you talk about...
It's about publishers.
Well, a publisher would be publishing the news, like the papers, CNN, Fox, all of those. They're not held to the same standards. It's kind of a loophole they get through to get away with this stuff. But when you talk about the content that they want to censor, that you're not allowed to come out and question this election, you're not allowed to post anything that would show any voter fraud, even though there's heaps and heaps and heaps of evidence, and then they're going to take that down. That sounds very much like a China news organization to me. Does that, mm-hmm. we will show you what you are allowed to see. We will tell you what you are allowed to say, and everything else we're going to squash.
Yeah. Well, you know, getting back to the YouTube thing, I think they're ignoring a lot of information and just going ahead and doing their political thing, because the Trump legal team has acquired over 20 of the voting machines mm-hmm. from one of the counties.
Yep.
And I just saw breaking news that the FBI confirms they took 8 servers from Maricopa County in election fraud investigation. Wow. So if all this stuff is being found and investigated, how can YouTube and CNN and MSNBC and all the rest of them say, it's over with, it's been certified, done, quit talking about it?
And it's worse than that when they report on it. The whole, if you watch mainstream media as a whole every single day, their agenda they are pushing the whole Biden administration. They even did an adorable segment on the dogs he's bringing, and not only 2 dogs, but they're bringing a cat to the White House. And the White House misses those pets, having those pet families. But they are doing this whole, you know, they're talking about the people they're hiring, the whole history of them, every single day. And then they always got to get that dig in to the Trump administration and how they felt.
What upset me early on was the fact that even in our local election, in our North Carolina statewide election, there were so many harvested ballots that came in right at the last minute. A lot of the candidates that we were supporting were definitely ahead during early voting. They were definitely ahead on election day until with about a couple of hours before it was over. And then they got dumped on with all these ballots that came in that they suddenly discovered and put in. And to me, something's wrong. Something's rotten in Denmark when that happened, and I'm upset over it.
Well, there's a lot rotten in Denmark. There's a lot rotten in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan. And
by the way, going back to that 320, amendment, was it amendment 320 or whatever? But Trump was going to veto the defense authorization bill because it wasn't the override was not in there.
Right. Well, let's see here. I think we need to take one more break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our 3 locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers, and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about a lot of things, and I know people are real passionate about it, and you want stuff to happen, but guys, you've got to help make it happen. All of us are going to have to come together and get involved in this fight. It's time that we stood up against the left and took our country back, and you're seeing that happen every day. More and more and more people aren't taking it anymore. So folks, get educated, watch the right kind of news, get the facts, and let's get involved in this.
When we were talking about, you know, it, to your point, Dad, we were talking about the news earlier in the mainstream media. When they give that whole Biden thing, they'll talk about what he's going to do and how it's going to change and everything he's going to do when he gets in there. And then they always want to talk about, meanwhile, Trump and his baseless accusations or his false accusations, or, and CNN just says, or Trump's lies about voter fraud and him trying to overturn this election. You know, we need to pay attention to that. What you're saying is, you know, we need to do something. When you listen to these hearings, some of these people seem to be going, yeah, that's a big problem and that's not right. And we need to fix that for future elections. The problem we have in that is, number one, your president is your president for 4 years at right. a time. So we just sit back and lose 4 years. But the other problem is that this is the biggest election crisis that we have seen, ever. I think, in our lifetime sitting here. And if we don't do something, now do we go out in the streets and riot and burn things up and blow things? No, we absolutely do not. Do we march in Washington or our capitals? Absolutely. That is absolutely okay. Do you call your attorney generals? Do you call your senators? Do you sign the petitions? There's a Supreme Court petition circulating right now. You know, go look for those things. Get involved in your local politics. We have CCTA right here. Come join us and help us. We go to Raleigh. We do things like that. We are not violent people. But we cannot sit by. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. You cannot go to bed
right.
and feel good about this and the future, what this is going to mean for future generations. Yes, it's about the future, but this is the here and now. This is you're telling 74 plus million people, suck it up.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Well, when I said we need to get involved, you're right. We're not violent. What we have to do is educate ourselves. And then we have to educate others. Let me give you a prime example, talking about the mainstream media and the news. Watching One America News and watching Newsmax, here's something I've just been able to see that you're not going to see if you're watching mainstream media. Back-to-back, MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, all those, NBC, all those different networks running all these stories about the lies about the voter fraud, about the voting machines, about
Dominion.
And then there's Dominion. A smart one, too. Yeah. I know what you're saying, SmartTech or something. Yeah.
Talking about all that is lies, lies, lies. And they ran through and showed the clips of it. Then they went back to 2016 and ran the same news sources, Smartmatic, about those machines and how they were manipulated and how they could be controlled and how they were being used in Venezuela to take that country over, take the election in Venezuela. They were totally exposing these Smartmatic machines and the software and everything back in 2016.
With Elizabeth Warren being one of the biggest mouthpieces against it.
And this is video of those newscasts, of those networks that are now telling you that's all a bunch of baloney. It's a
nothing to see here,
conspiracy theory, fake news, you know. So, folks, if you go out and you do the research, you'll find out that you're being lied to by mainstream media when it's certain? Well, you've seen them flip-flop on a lot of things.
I think the it's so blatant now, it's to a point that, you know, everyone has heard where there's smoke, there's fire. Fire. And I think every single person has experienced where there's smoke, there is fire. That's how I got called out a lot as a teenager. My dad sniffed smoke. Lo and behold, I was on fire. But but what you have to realize is that when there is major Senate hearings going on, the FBI is now investigating. We had a raid in another country to get our voter things. When that is going on, and then you have every single mainstream media saying there's nothing to see here.
Yep.
You, common sense, go look it up yourself.
Right. There is something going on, and the smoke and fire thing reminded me of something Mary told us about a few minutes ago, and that's Greenland.
Greenland.
Yes. They've discovered there's a volcanic plume underneath of that that's melting the ice. So it's not global warming
after all. And raising the sea levels.
Yeah. So it's not global warming after all. It's a volcano under the continent there. All right. Real quick, tell us about our Christmas party,
Melissa.
Real quick,
next Tuesday, we are having our annual CCTA Christmas party. The public is invited. Please come out and join us. It is a ugly sweater Christmas party. Get out those vests, those sweaters, those t-shirts. Decorate them as tacky as you can. There will be door prizes. We will do a white elephant game, but just go to our CCTA page. All the information is there, but it's 7 p.m. next Tuesday, Stanley Hall Ballroom. It is family friendly, and we would love to have everyone come out and join us.
And Tom's Tunes will be providing music, and we're going to have Christmas karaoke.
Christmas karaoke. Oh. Get those vocal cords warmed up.
That's right. And we're going to try to get everybody up there on the floor. So that's, again, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern. Go to cctaxpayers.com. cctaxpayers.com. That's where you can find all the information, and it's also where you find our donate button. And we'd appreciate that Christmas present. All right, that's all the time we have for tonight, and we hope you'll come back and join us again next week for CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.